Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
And so 3/10 of a second left. Dede just needs to get the ball in to someone, and it'll be over. Arike guarding Chloe Jackson, and ball knocked away, and that's the end of the game.
The Baylor Lady Bears have won the national championship.
What a tremendous fun thing for those kids to enjoy. Y'all were all there. It just to play in front of that many people, to win a national championship, and then have it go down to the wire. We'll make them better players. We'll make us a better team.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
The Lady Bears are the NCAA champions. They're bringing the trophy back home to Waco.
If they're not hungry this year, we won't have a very good year. If they're hungry and they throw that national championship to the side and say, hey, I'd like to do this again this year, I'd like to go to New Orleans and stay hungry, they just might do it.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
This is Garrett Ross. This is the John Morris Show, and J-Mo is entering the studio right now. J-Mo, how you doing?
Good job, Garrett. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was in the building.
You were in the building.
I got stopped in the hallway.
Me and Paul just had this conversation about this. He was telling me about this happening to him and not doing it. So
I was here. Let the record show.
You were
I was here in plenty of time. I got stopped in the hallway. So
I seen Leslie Snoop peeping in. So
it was not all Leslie. It was Q and Paul also.
So
it was a combination of those. So sorry about that. Good job.
Good.
Thanks for getting things going for us there. Women's basketball in the open. Highlight cuts courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Mm-hmm. Good memories there. National championship finale last year. Baylor over Notre Dame. Remember that from Tampa. And we use that today because Big 12 Women's Basketball Media Day is today in Kansas City. The women today, the men tomorrow, both in Kansas City. There'll be coverage on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, so you can tune that in, and we will certainly have some audio from there as the day proceeds. But women's basketball for the Big 12 Media Day today, men's basketball Media Day coming up tomorrow.
I'm excited for basketball season. I just wanted to get underway, and you know, I know all those girls are ready to get back on the court and see if they can defend that championship, and I know Coach Mulkey's feeling the same way, so it's just going to be exciting to see how the season unfolds for them.
Yeah, and with good reason. I mean, there's a lot to be excited about with both these teams. I mean, the women just sort of reload, and you know, a couple of significant losses with Kalani Brown and Chloe Jackson gone, but Lauren Cox is back, mm-hmm. and some newcomers, and you know, Dee Dee Richards is back, Juicy Landrum is back, so really solid core of return. Returning players and newcomers joining them. So I think the women are in for another great season as they go for their 10th consecutive. How about that? 10th consecutive Big 12 Conference regular season title.
It's been really impressive to see how the program has evolved since Coach Kim's got here. And it's just 10 straight, like you say. That's almost, you know, nobody really does that. UConn has probably done that. But Baylor's just on that upper echelon of programs, and you know, we're lucky enough to have them in our backyard.
Right. So they, you know, they're just at that level where you think, all right, you know, they're going to compete, not only compete, but they're the favorites to mm-hmm. win the conference title again, and they'll compete for another spot in the Final Four this year in New Orleans. So that'd be a lot of fun to watch as well. So women's basketball, Big 12 Media Day today in Kansas City, men's basketball Media Day tomorrow. AP poll for the men out yesterday, and Baylor number 16 in the nation in the preseason poll. So some good recognition there for Coach Scott Drew and the Bears. And again, coverage on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus today and tomorrow from Kansas City. And oh, by the way, the NBA season begins today. Ready or not, mm-hmm. here comes NBA basketball.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this Clippers-Lakers game. You know, I'm going to definitely be rooting for the Clippers, but I want to, you know, just it's good to have NBA back. And this is a unique time of year when you have all sports going at once, or all professional sports, you know, speaking. But so, you know, you got the World Series coming on tonight and NBA kicking off, and it's just a fun time.
Yeah. And this is, isn't this one of the few days or times of the year when you've got, do you have all four major sports going?
Yeah, because hockey began like 2 weeks
Hockey's
ago,
Hockey's going, right? Yeah. And NBA starts tonight. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball World Series, Game 1 comes up tonight. And, of course, the NFL's still going. So maybe not tonight specifically, but maybe Thursday. Although Thursday's an open date, off date, travel day for the World Series, so not Thursday. So it could happen this week, though.
Maybe Sunday.
Maybe Sunday.
Sunday would probably be your best chance.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. If it's not Thursday, and I know baseball doesn't play on Thursday this week, so it could be Sunday.
Probably Sunday.
Yeah, but that's pretty rare. I mean, it may just be that one day when you get it.
Oh, yeah, but I'd have to look at the hockey stuff. I'm not sure. I don't really keep up with hockey.
I just sort of think hockey plays pretty much every night. So
sure.
I don't know the hockey schedule. So I would think there is hockey going on pretty much every night. Incidentally, speaking of hockey, and we don't talk a lot of hockey, but the Dallas Stars have Baylor Night coming up this Sunday. It's October 27th at American Airlines Arena in American Airlines Center in Dallas. And details on that, hopefully we'll get some more information to pass along to you. But if you're interested, might be a fun night to take in some NHL Dallas Stars hockey on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. I've heard that going to a hockey game in person is extremely fun and entertaining. And I could see that. And, I mean, what better night to go than Baylor night and, you know, just go check it out.
I agree that it's fun in person. I wouldn't sit down and watch it at all on TV.
No.
But in person, it is really cool. I mean, it's the issue they have is the small puck. Mm-hmm. High-definition television has really helped hockey because you can follow the puck better around the ice rink. But other than that, you know, I didn't grow up with hockey, so it's not really ingrained in me. I know a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. But in person, it's really cool to see.
And I think that's the difference. If you grew up in the north or somewhere where it's popular, then you're going to – it's like lacrosse as well. We're not big on lacrosse down here, but if you're in the northern states,
right.
You know, you are. You're in tune with that, and it's another major sport.
Yeah, that's it. There was a few years ago when we had a basketball game in Dallas. Baylor basketball was playing in Dallas, and it was a night game on a Saturday, and the Stars played earlier that day. Mm-hmm. And so Pat Nunley and Bob Baker and I said, hey, you want to go early? Let's try to get some tickets. We'll go watch hockey. We'll go get something to eat. Then we'll come and do the Baylor game. They said, yeah, let's go. So we did that. We got tickets from Bill Spicer at Dr. Pepper. Was very kind to get us tickets to the Stars. And it was really fun. I mean, kind of a full day with hockey. Nice dinner, and then back for the basketball game.
My only interaction with hockey would have been, remember when the Waco Wizards and the Central Texas Stampede, I believe? I went to like one game of those apiece, but that's like my hockey interaction in my lifetime.
There you go. That's it, huh?
Yeah.
So not a lot of hockey around here, but season is definitely going on. All right, game one of the World Series comes up tonight. That'll be a lot of fun. You know, it's the Astros and the Washington Nationals. What a great pitching matchup in game one coming up tonight. I think we'll have great pitching matchups pretty much every game. But tonight it's Garrett Cole for the Astros and Max Scherzer for the Nats. Remember, Max Scherzer pitched in the Big 12 Conference when Missouri was a part of the Big 12. So Baylor played and tried to hit off of Max Scherzer several times during his time at the University of Missouri. He's having a great season. I mean, a great season. Mm-hmm. But his record, let me find this, his record in the postseason for Max Scherzer is, I've got it and I lost it. All right, so Max Scherzer is 2-0 in the postseason, 1.80 ERA. Pretty good, huh?
That's pretty good. 2-0, almost unhittable.
1.80 ERA. Garrett Cole, 3-0, 0.40 ERA. ERA. Is that unbelievable?
That is. It's going to be lucky if we're going to get like a 1-0 game, you know, like on the bottom of the ninth with a walk or something.
Man, what a great pitching matchup. So, and then tomorrow night, it should be game two tomorrow night, should be Justin Verlander and Steven Strasburg for the Nationals. So, you know, that's equally a great pitching matchup. So these guys, I think I heard. I'm not going to repeat that. I heard it on Mike Golic and Wingo this morning. One of those pitchers hasn't lost since May, and one of the pitchers hasn't lost since May. Their team hasn't lost in one of their starts since July.
That's
and I can't remember which one it was. I mean, it could be either of those guys. They've pitched so well, but that's pretty amazing. And also heard that in this World Series, Nationals versus Astros, 5 of the top 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball in strikeouts this year are in this series. 5 of the top 10 in these two teams.
I mean, that makes sense for these two to be, you know, the ones in the World Series. And when you have those kind of lineups coming at you, I just think the Astros ultimately have the more explosive bats, you know, with Altuve. You know, so that might be the difference maker. But we're looking at some really good games coming forward.
So game one tonight from Houston. Houston with the home field advantage. Games one and two in Houston. Game one tonight. We've got it here on ESPN Central Texas. We've got it on Fox Sports Central Texas. Now, here's my question. Is it the ESPN broadcast here?
I believe so. And then
the Astros broadcast, Fox 15. That's cool. That gives you an option there of which one you want to listen to. So we've got both of those coming up tonight on the air at 6, first pitch shortly after 7. Game one of the World Series. Our friend Rob Sellers texts me, and he is a lucky dog. He is headed to Houston. He got a ticket for the game tonight, so Rob will be there for game. Rob, what time are we leaving? That's my question.
Yeah.
What time are we leaving for Houston? You haven't told me that, so let me know. I can break away. You just let me know what time we're leaving today. But that'd be pretty cool to be there and for the Astros in the World Series, second time in 3 years. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Plenty to come. Bambi Eskew will join us from Alan Samuels' House of Travel. Also, we will visit with Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach. 2 big home matches, including Senior Day for Baylor soccer, coming up this week. All that coming up, John Morris Show here on ESPN Central Texas, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, where today they continue their estate buying event. If you've seen the Antiques Roadshow and want to know your treasures, what they're worth, today and tomorrow, it started yesterday, 3 days, D'Amore Fine Jewelers is hosting America's most trusted estate buyers. You can bring in your jewelry, your diamonds, your gold, your vintage toys, your artwork, and more, and their experts will make on-the-spot cash offers. It's easy, it's free, and it goes on again today and tomorrow. Yesterday was the first day at D'Amore Fine Jewelers. It's the Great Estate Buying Show, October 21st through the 23rd. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So they'll open again at 10 a.m. this morning. Where is it? It's at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Matt Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. And welcome back. Glad you're with us. We're joined in studio by our good friend Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
I saw your van in the or your wrapped vehicle in the front lot there, and I said, oh, I bet Bambi's here today.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I have a friend who does kind of like the Where's Waldo. He'll tag me and say, where's Bambi? And he'll say, you can't hide with that
That's
car.
That's right. You can't hide.
No, we have sandals and beaches wrap on it this time, and so it's kind of a nice place that makes you dream about where you want to be.
That's pretty good. So do you change the wrap from season to season?
We change it every couple of years.
Okay.
And
okay.
So this time it's the nice all-inclusive adult only or family resorts and great beaches. I mean, if you've never been to one of those, it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Got to try that sometime. It's a great getaway for the husband and the wife.
That sounds pretty good.
And all of our honeymooners.
I'm sold. It doesn't take much.
Yeah.
One point we want to make, and you did this last time you were here, but the benefits of you, the travel agency, there are a lot of benefits that people might not think about.
Right. It's kind of a nomer that people think that when you use a travel agent, you pay extra money, and it's really not. We don't have to charge you because our tour companies and our vendors pay us to service their products and to be the in-between person. So it's no extra cost to you. You can look on the internet, look for things, give us a call. Prices should be the same. You've got an expert person to help you. If you ever need any advice or questions, either we or our clients have been there. So it's just it's kind of an easy situation for you, takes all the stress off of you. And as you know, the internet's great, but it's not always the honest truth on there anymore. So you kind of get a little leery about putting $3,000 or $4,000 on the internet and hoping that you get what you pay for. with somebody local, you've got us there to take care of you. If there's a problem, we're going to help you. If there's a perfect trip, we're going to make you find it, and we're going to get you the best deal.
That's great.
Yeah.
And one thing you mentioned there, if you have an issue, any issue along the way, if you've made the reservations through you, through
yes.
House of Travel, you can call you.
That's right.
And somebody there, you or somebody can help them out of the issue.
Worst case scenario is you miss a flight, for example, and then you're stuck in the line with 200 people waiting to get rebooked.
Yeah.
You call us, and we can get you rebooked quicker on our end. Hopefully save it where you know what the options are, because we're fighting for you.
Right.
The airline's just there to take care of themselves.
Right.
And so we want to be your partner in travel and make it easy, comfortable, and to have a source for anything that comes up.
That's big.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really big.
It really is. And again, no additional cost to you, so why would you not?
Yeah, yeah. Great advice there. Keep that in mind. Holidays are not that far away. You know, Thanksgiving's not far away. Christmas right after that. I bet you see a lot of business around the holidays.
We do. We've got a lot of people who are still calling, and there's still some deals out there. It may not always be the lowest price point because you're over a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to travel during those dates and that's when you need to go, we can help you find the best deals. Mexico, Caribbean, New York, wherever you need to go. See the family for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, give us a call. We can help you find that. Don't forget spring break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now's the time to be booking to get the best deals,
That's
whether it's cruises
advice.
Out of Galveston or going to Mexico and the Caribbean. And the same thing for summer. You know, we book now we can book 11 months in advance.
Mm.
So you have opportunities to plan your trip now, put down a small deposit, and then make payments as you go.
Now, that's another plus that
yes.
you offer, right, is sort of a payment plan.
That's exactly right. A lot of places on the internet want you to pay in full at the time you book it. You don't have that with us. You can make payments plans sort of like a layaway and then have it paid off about 2 months before you travel. So it makes it a lot easier on your budget. You can plan those trips, make it a nice big trip that you want, and then and not have to come up with the money right away.
So Baylor students, if somebody's listening or if they're thinking about a trip home for the holidays,
yes.
maybe they think, I just don't have enough time to drive. Maybe you could help them
right.
make that work for them to get home for a quick trip.
That's exactly right. We do a lot of Baylor's travel. We do a lot of things for families going home for the holidays to grandma's house, wherever it is. So give us a call. We can look at airline tickets. Now, we do charge a small fee for booking an airline ticket, but it's usually worth it because we check all airlines, all routes to make sure you get the best deal. So a lot of times people will say, oh, well, I thought we were going to have to pay XYZ dollars and we're able to save them money because we know of options of things that they can do.
Yep.
So it's, again, it's a benefit to you. And again, if you look with us and you don't want to book because we didn't find the best deal, we understand that. Our job is to take care of you and do the best we can, and hopefully we're going to always find the best price. So just give us a call and give us a chance.
Over the river and through the woods.
That's it. There's never a bad time to try.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right, tell folks again how they can get in touch with you or just come in.
Yeah, you can stop by the office. We're at 301 Owen Lane by the Richland Mall. Phone number is 254-776-2560. Or look us up on Facebook, or we've also got a website, houseoftravelwaco.com.
Very good. Hey, great to see you. Thanks for the input. Good
Thank
information.
You Have a great week.
You too. Thanks. Bambi Eskew with us, Alan Samuels House of Travel, and check it out, any of those options, and they would be open to you just stopping by and visiting with either Bambi or somebody there. They have a great deal of experience, and they can certainly share that with you as you make some travel plans. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's check in with Paul Jobson, Baylor Soccer. Two big home matches this week, and Senior Day coming up on Sunday as well. We'll do that when we come back. John Morris Show continues on ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
There are a lot of advantages in Texas. Great barbecue, Friday night football, friendly folks, and great Texas-only Ram deals at Alan Samuels. Buy a new Ram Lone Star at Alan Samuels now and get extra Texas incentives.
Choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.972. Or choose up to $9,500 in values. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
When you're out for adventure, get there faster in a Jeep from Allen Samuels. Look around. There's more adventure in Texas than anywhere else. During Jeep Adventure Days, the world-class subcompact Renegade is up to $7,000 in values. Qualified buyers can choose special financing through Chrysler Capital. Amazing year-end deals from Waco's most adventurous dealer, Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave you two alone.
Celebrate McRib season with McDonald's.
Enjoy two McRib sandwiches for only $6. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
At Marksman, they know firearms. When it comes to long-range shooting, tactical or specialized gear, nobody comes close. So for ammo, accessories, and quality gunsmithing, head over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. MarksmanFirearms.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp, and sausage, plus corn and potatoes, in Waco next to Don Carlos. The Patriots are now 7-0 on the season after shutting out the Jets 33-0 on Monday Night Football. The rich get richer as the Patriots acquired Mohamed Sanu from the Falcons for a second-round draft pick earlier this morning. The NBA season tips off tonight as the Pelicans take on the Raptors at 7 p.m., followed by the Battle of L.A. between the Lakers and Clippers at 9:30 p.m. Game 1 of the World Series is tonight in Houston between the Astros and Nationals. Garrett Cole takes the mound for the Astros versus Max Scherzer for the Nats. First pitch is at 7:08 p.m. and can be heard on ESPN Central Texas and Fox Sports Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show. Proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. Pleased to be joined by Baylor soccer coach Paul Jobson. Baylor soccer down to the final three games in the regular season. Two of those at home this week, including Senior Day coming up on Sunday. Paul, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, J-Mo. Doing well. Good to hear your voice this morning.
And you as well. Listen, you guys kind of busted your curfew on Sunday night, didn't you?
There's something about TCU this year. Somebody did not want us to get that game in, but we ended up getting it done. So,
yeah.
You know, the first time we went up there, we had to reschedule it because of lightning. Went up there again on Sunday for the rescheduled match and had a three-hour lightning delay again. So we kicked off at 10 o'clock, finished up about midnight, and got back in time for class Monday morning.
Wow, man. But you were willing to wait, right? You I guess had some kind of weather report that said, listen, if we wait a while, we can get this one in.
Yeah, I mean, the weather report showed that there was a cell that was moving through, and unfortunately part of that, those tornadoes that hit Dallas. But we were able to sit through that for about 3 hours, and that cell passed through. We were able to kick off and get the match in. And I'm glad we did, because it was with a favorable result for sure.
Yeah, 4-0 win over TCU. Congratulations on that. What do y'all do? You have a three-hour weather delay. You know it's going to be a long, long delay. What do you do to, you know, stay engaged in the game to come but still fill that time?
Well, there's a mix there, because you can't keep them completely focused on it for 3 hours,
because
they're going to wear themselves out. You can't let them take their minds too far off of it, because you don't want them to be too distracted. So you kind of find that time in there of trying to find the balance of what does each kid need. They play some games. A couple of kids will do some studying. It's a mix of things, but they're kind of stuck in the locker room just because it's weather related, so they can't get out and move around a whole lot. So we have to continue to hydrate them and feed them a little bit too, because we got to make sure their energy resources are where they need to be as well. So it's not just sitting around doing nothing. It's being intentional with our time and making sure we're ready to play. And they were able to do that.
Sounds like something happened there that probably doesn't happen at many schools. You said some of your girls sit and study during that time.
Yeah, I walked in the locker room at one point, a couple of kids with some headphones on watching some videos that are required for class. Some of them continue to type up a paper. And you got to watch that too. They can't do too much of that either, because it can drain you.
Reagan Padgett, really good game on Sunday night.
Man, she's had a great senior season so far, just with leadership and just contributing on and off the field, and you know, with goals and assists, and really came up in a big way, obviously, with her two really just fantastic goals Sunday night.
So that was Sunday, 4-0 over TCU. Let's go back to Friday. Lost a tough one at home to Texas, 2-1. Tell us about that match.
Yeah, we did not come out ready to play in the first half. I mean, that's really the story of the match. We just, as ready as we were against TCU, we were not against Texas on the Friday night. And we really deserved to be down 1-0 at halftime, and we were. And we rallied the troops a little bit at halftime, but I think it was just a little bit too late. Ended up losing 2-1 and had a great second half, but just, you can't in this league not play the entire match to the best of your ability, because everybody's good. Well, you can see it in the standings. Our ninth place team is statistically could finish second.
Wow.
By the end of these three games. So it's a tough league. So if you don't show up to play every minute, you have the opportunity to lose a match. So I think we took it a little bit too lightly, or we weren't ready or something, but second half was a little bit better, and then we rode that second half momentum into TCU, which if you've got kids that are willing to learn from mistakes, you've got a great team. So we're excited about them moving on from that pretty quickly, and hopefully not looking back.
All right, this is a big week ahead this week. Texas Tech, number 13 in the nation. They come in on Thursday night, Thursday at 7. Then Senior Day, Sunday at 1 against Iowa State. Final two home matches coming up this week. I mean, this is a really big week for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's three games left. We still have an opportunity to win the league. You know, we're sitting in seventh place right now, but that's how tight it is. We're in seventh place, and with three games left, we still could win the regular season championship. So we have an opportunity with Texas Tech. They're sitting third place right now, with them coming in Friday. A great opportunity to play a team that's highly ranked in the country and having some great success. But just to show you, TCU went up there to Lubbock on Friday night and beat them, and then we beat TCU. So even head-to-head stuff, it's hard to tell where everybody's at, which is why we have to be focused and ready to show up to play. And then senior night's always a fun night, an opportunity to recognize the girls that have put so much into this program over their time here. And Iowa State is sitting at the bottom of the league right now, but every game they've been in is close, and you just don't want to be the team that they end up opening up on. So we've got to be focused and ready for that as well. And then finish up next week up at Oklahoma State on Halloween, and they're leading the league right now. So an opportunity with three games left to do something pretty special.
Wow, it sounds like it. And let's make sure we get the right information. So Tech is Thursday or Friday at 7?
Tech is Thursday.
Thursday, okay, gotcha. So yep. Thursday at home, and no football this weekend. So folks who are looking for an athletic event to go to, they could hit both your soccer matches, hit volleyball on Saturday afternoon at 1. Hopefully crowd finds its way to Betty Lou Mays Field.
Absolutely. It could be a great weekend for Baylor Athletics, for sure. Like you said, football is not around, but keep your fill, keep your fix for Baylor Athletics, especially with us and the great volleyball program we got going right now, too. Just want to get out and support them as well.
Paul, where do you feel like you're sitting right now, RPI-wise, as it could pertain to the postseason?
We're in a pretty good spot. You know, we're sitting in the 40s, which is a great place to be. We can't really get – we start getting to the 50s, you start kind of wondering a little bit. But obviously, if we can take care of these next three games, I think we're sitting in a really, really good place heading into the Big 12 tournament. So we like where we are right now. The future is definitely in our hands, which is a great thing. And if we can take care of business ourselves, I think we can be in a really great place. So it's in our hands, and that's where you want to be this time of year.
And it seems like you're, as the season's gone on, seems like getting healthier, maybe about as healthy as you've been in a while.
Yeah, it's up and down, to be quite honest. I think a week ago we had everybody on the field, and then we went through a couple of matches, and I've got another two or three sitting. So it's kind of the next girl up mentality still is holding true through this season. So just I'd said before the season that it's a small roster, but it's an extremely competitive roster. Everybody's going to make some really big contributions, and they have done that every weekend. So while we've got a couple of nagging injuries, we are doing pretty well. We've got a few back and a few back on the injured reserve, but things are looking pretty good heading into this next weekend.
I got you. So Thursday against Tech, 7 o'clock, Betty Lou Mays Field. Sunday at 1 against Iowa State, senior day at the Lou. And you've got Little Bears and First Kick coming up tonight.
Yep, last round of Little Bears and First Kick for the fall is tonight. So we'll wrap that up. It's been so much fun doing that again this season. And they've already opened up registration for the spring, which starts in March. And we've already got a great response for that as well. So just excited about what we're able to do for the littles, teaching the game and some other things through that program has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, y'all do a great job with that. You really do. You're kind of fighting. You're fighting another big event tonight. You know what that is, right?
Is it the trick or treat?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't. My kids are going to double dip. They're going to do.
Are they?
They're going to try to catch the last few minutes of trick or treating on campus.
That's perfect. That works out well. Well, we'll see if Truett Beard can double dip tonight as well. So, for folks who don't know, for faculty and staff, they allow kids and grandkids to trick or treat in the dorms, and tonight's the night for that. And that's always a fun deal. I know your kids, Truett. I mean, we took our kids there. Now Truett's going there, so I'm sure your kids love it.
Yeah, my kids are really looking forward to it, and it'll be a tight thing. We've got one in fourth grade football game, and then Little Bears, and then
trick-or-treating.
It's going to be a great night. Tomorrow morning is going to be a rough one.
Yeah, that's right. After tonight, hey Paul, thanks very much. Good luck this weekend, and thanks for the visit.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate it.
All right. That is Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach. Two big home matches this week. Texas Tech, ranked number 13 in the nation. That is Thursday at 7 o'clock. Then Iowa State, Sunday at 1 on senior day. And they do senior day really, really well. And it's a great group of seniors, so it would be great to be there and honor them on senior day, their final home match of the regular season. Then, as he said, they close the regular season at Oklahoma State next Thursday, the 31st, which happens to be Halloween, in Stillwater.
I'm just surprised at how fast the season's gone. Because it feels like we were literally just talking to them about preseason stuff, and then now we're wrapping it up.
Right.
It's crazy how fast it's gone by.
It does seem like it flies by. And on the other hand, volleyball, you know, they go forever in the fall. I mean, they fill up most of the fall. But soccer, once it gets going, I mean, it gets going.
Yeah, that caught me off guard. I was just, I don't know what it was. When you said that we're wrapping it up, and I was like, man, we just started this.
I know. And it was 100 degrees plus when they started. Now should be nice weather for these remainder games.
I bet this weather's like, you know, reminiscent from when they were in Colorado.
Probably so. Yeah.
So this is crazy.
All right. Both those matches on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, Thursday night at 7, Sunday afternoon at 1 for Baylor soccer at home this weekend. And hope you can make it out and support Coach Jobson and Baylor soccer. Take a break. Back with more in a moment. Our day of the day, some birthdays, other things to pass along to you. Stay with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. We're brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Big doings going on at the Baylor Club. We've talked to you about the Halloween dinner and river cruise that comes up this Friday evening. Check it out, beginning with a fantastic dinner in the President's Lounge, President's Suite, and then down to the docks, and a spooky river cruise that comes up on Friday the 25th. What else is going on? They've got member appreciation. They do this once a month. They do the member appreciation that comes up on Wednesday, 4:30 to 6:30 in the ballroom. If you're a new member to the Baylor Club, this is a great way to meet other members. And if you have questions about your membership, what that entails, and you know, just everything going on in the Baylor Club, this member appreciation get-together is always a good opportunity for that. That is this Wednesday, the 23rd, so tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30. Mention the Halloween dinner party and River Cruise. That is Friday beginning at 6 p.m. Make reservations or call them at 254-710-8080. They also have business after hours that they are hosting today. That's 5:30 to 7:30 today, a business after hours in conjunction with the Syntex Hispanic and African American Chambers of Commerce. So that is today, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Baylor Club. For questions there, call 254-710-8073. And then look ahead to Saturday, all Saturday. Garrett, it's the Halloween Spooktacular at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Now, you know, if there's some, you know, event, some big event, some holiday, something like that, Baylor Club's going to be right in the middle of it. And certainly they are this year as well. The Halloween Spooktacular at McLean Stadium, presented by Lowe's. This event is perfect for families or a group of friends wanting to enjoy Halloween festivities. McLean Stadium Spooktacular will feature trick-or-treating, games, face painting, and a costume contest on the 100-level concourse there at McLean Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. It's $5 for adults, $10 for kids ages 2 to 16, a family of four for just $25. So that's a neat deal. It's coming up this Saturday. It's 5:30 to 8 at McLean Stadium at the Baylor Club. For information on that specifically, call 254-710-8104, the Halloween Spooktacular at the Baylor Club this Saturday. All the information available on the web, thebaylorclub.com. Certainly you can give them a call anytime. The main number is 254-710-8080. Always plenty of activities, a lot of fun going on at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
ESPN Central Texas has a new website, SyntexSportsFan.com. Your home for every podcast from our local talk shows from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and gives you the ability to listen live to The John Morris Show, The Matt Mosley Show, Unnecessary Roughness, and You Make the Call. Plus, the best high school football coverage in Central Texas.
And hand to Howard. He has a crease, bounces off one tackle, has some room, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Wildcats.
So, bookmark it today, SyntexSportsFan.com. That's SyntexSportsFan.com.
Miller Lite is brewed for every Cowboys fan who knows Miller Lite has been the only beer of the Cowboys since day one. Because when it comes to your team and your beer, you never compromise. That's why we brew Miller Lite with great taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite. Hold true. Celebrate responsibly. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fuels, or look them up on Facebook.
October 31st is coming, and so is Growloween. Monster hits, monster catches, monster-sized fun. Rally behind your Baylor Bears as they take on West Virginia at 7 p.m. on October 31st. Presented by TFNB, your bank for life. Arrive early for free trick-or-treating fun. Kids in costume, get in free. Stay for an amazing fireworks show after the game. For tickets, go to BaylorBears.com.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Total Office Solutions is one of the largest locally owned and operated commercial furniture dealers in Central Texas. Their staff of consultants provide project management, layout, design, and turnkey installations. Whether you need chairs, desks, or a complete furniture renovation, Total Office Solutions is your provider of all steel, Hahn, JSI, and Gundlach furniture. Total Office Solutions, where customer service and satisfaction is their number one goal. 3721 Franklin Avenue in Waco. 254-235-8200 and at mytotaloffice.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp, and sausage, plus corn and potatoes, in Waco next to Don Carlos. The Patriots are now 7-0 on the season after shutting out the Jets 33-0 on Monday Night Football. The rich get richer as the Patriots acquired Mohamed Sanu from the Falcons for a second-round draft pick earlier this morning. The NBA season tips off tonight as the Pelicans take on the Raptors at 7 p.m., followed by the Battle of L.A. between the Lakers and Clippers at 9:30 p.m. Game 1 of the World Series is tonight in Houston between the Astros and Nationals. Garrett Cole takes the mound for the Astros versus Max Scherzer for the Nats. First pitch is at 7:08 p.m. and can be heard on ESPN Central Texas and Fox Sports Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Tuesday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Matt Mosley warming up in the bullpen. Matt comes in at 10 o'clock, 10 to noon for Matt Mosley and the Matt Mosley Show. Unnecessary roughness from noon to 3. You make the call from 3 to 6. World Series Game 1. Pregame show at 6 p.m. tonight. First pitch shortly after 7. Astros and Nationals. So there's your day. There's your broadcast day right here on ESPN Central Texas. And you get an option, too, on the World Series. TV is on Fox, the national broadcast, and I'm guessing that'll be Dan Shulman, who is great, will be here on ESPN Central Texas, ESPN Radio. And then the Astros broadcast, which we've had all year on Fox 1590, that is available, again, on Fox Sports Central Texas.
Yeah, so you can get your unbiased and your biased broadcast.
That's right.
Whichever you choose.
There you go. I'm kind of biased.
Yeah.
I'm really pulling for the Astros.
I am too.
That's fine.
I don't really care for I mean, I have, you know, my things, but I want the Astros to win it.
Sure. Oh, no, that's fine. That's exciting. My wife, who's from Houston, even notices baseball this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had on MLB Network for a little bit last night, and she walks through the room, and she stops to watch, you know, the Astros, and we talked about Game 1 coming up tonight, and she said, "That'd be fun to go to." And I said, "Yes, it would." And she said, "You know people." And I said, "Tare, this is the World Series."
Yeah.
Rob Sellers was my best chance, and Rob's already left town. So
yeah, those are going to be some stiff ticket prices.
I'm
sure. Somebody's not going to want to just easily give those over.
Have you looked at them? Have you tried to price them?
No.
Wonder what they are.
Let's find out.
Look and see. See what you could find a ticket for. Not that I'm paying it, but see what you can find. So that's coming up tonight, Game 1 of the World Series from Houston. Houston with the home field advantage, games 1 and 2. Let's see. What else? Baylor volleyball, number 1 in the nation. They're leaving town today. They play in Austin tomorrow night. Huge match. Baylor, number 1 in the nation, 16-0, undefeated. They take on number 4, Texas. Texas is 12-2. They are also 6-0 in the Big 12. So a first-place showdown with national implications tomorrow night, first of two meetings on the year between Baylor and Texas volleyball at 7 o'clock tomorrow night from Gregory Gym in Austin.
So on Vivid Seats, the most expensive ticket is $10,313 for a deck outfield spot.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cheapest one you're going to get is $390 in the SRO row, wherever that is in the stadium.
Standing room only.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, $390 to stand. Have fun.
You know, I know Astros fans. I know people who would pay that.
That's crazy.
And have paid that. A friend of mine in the athletic department, when the World Series, you know, Houston was in it 2 years ago, I think he paid $600 for a ticket.
I can't bring myself. I've looked like at events, like when LSU has played at the AT&T, you know, and I'm like, yeah, well, that'd be fun to go see.
Right.
And then I look at the tickets and I'm like, oh, the cheapest one's like $400. Yeah. I'm just going to watch it on my TV.
Yeah, exactly.
I just can't bring myself to do it.
If you got that kind of money, more power to you. Oh, that's great. But that's an expensive ticket. So $390 for standing room only tickets.
Yeah.
But you'd be there and you could say, I was at the World Series.
Yeah, I mean, that's one plus, but you know, if somebody's in your way or, you know, whatever, right, and you can't really see.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, I guess the atmosphere, you know, if you got the money and you want to just go, I get that, but I couldn't personally bring myself to do that.
That's a lot of money. I'm still kind of kicking myself a few years ago when the Rangers were in the World Series. Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to buy a ticket for $250.
Not bad.
Which is, you know, for a World Series game, I mean, that's really reasonable. And I'll tell you who it was Doug Dixon at B&B Athletics, and he had somehow come up with some tickets. He said, I got one for you for $250 if you want it. And I said, very tempting, but no. And he didn't have any problems reselling it, probably for more than that. But that would have been fun. You know, how many chances do you have to go to a World Series game?
Especially with a team like the Rangers, when you look at what they're doing now, you never know. That could have been it.
That's exactly right. That may have been it. All right, game one in Houston tonight. Rob, if you're still listening to us, you enjoy that for all of us, please. All right, day of the day today, World Series game one day, yes, but it's also National Make-A-Dogs Day, which is great, an opportunity to give all dogs the best day of their lives. This day not only encourages visits to shelters, but it is also a reminder to animal lovers everywhere to adopt instead of shop for a new pet.
Yeah, we made our decision. We're going to get our dog, but we're getting it from our friends. We're going to get a little corgi.
Oh, cool.
Pretty soon.
That's great. You don't have it yet?
No, we don't have it yet. They're getting the papers this week on them.
Right.
And then so we'll be able to get it within like probably the next couple weeks.
Hey, that's great.
So we're excited about that.
Very good. Well, here's some notes about National Make-A-Dogs Day. Approximately 3.3 million dogs enter shelters in the United States annually. That's sad. Many being relinquished by their owners. I'll just skip on past past that. Just on National Make-A-Dogs Day, it's a great way to return the love that your dog and your pet gives to you, shows to you. You know, the old adage that you hear, I wish I was half the person that my dog thinks I am. When you walk through the door and their tail's wagging and they come up to you and they want to play ball or they want to go for a walk, you know, and they're always there for you. That's special. That's really cool.
It really is. And there's like this little GIF thing or meme, whatever these things are these days, where there's a picture of like a guy and a dog, you know, and then it shows like what the dog's thinking, and it's of the guy, but the guy's thinking of all the outside distractions, you know, and you really are the dog's life, their whole life.
Yeah.
And that's really unique.
That's neat. So today, big day, National Make a Dogs Day. I'm going to take, I already have once this morning. I'll do it this afternoon. Take our dogs for a nice little walk this afternoon.
How many dogs you got? Two?
We have two. We have a beagle that's a little older, Bonnie the Beagle. And then Brinkley is an English cream golden retriever. He's white.
That's awesome.
And he's great. He's 10 months old now, 11 months. And man, he's got a lot of energy.
I imagine he does.
So we walk constantly with Brinkley, but he's great. In fact, I came home early yesterday and took him for a walk yesterday afternoon. Usually it's early morning and then later at night. And I hate walking after dark just for safety. But it was about 5 o'clock and 5:30 when I was walking him. And there were so many people out. You know, the weather was nice.
Oh, yeah.
But there were so many people out either riding bikes or walking their dogs or something. It was really cool. I like that much better than walking about 9:30 or 10.
Oh, yeah. And I bet he loves that as well.
He did. Yeah.
The weather's just right for them, too.
Yeah. And that was the precursor to National Make a Dogs Day, which is today. All right. So take advantage of that. Birthdays. Let's see what we have birthday wise today. Couple to mention to you on the 22nd of October. Logan Vick, former Baylor baseball player. Today's Logan's birthday. Happy birthday to him. Deanne Smith. A lot of you know Deanne here in Central Texas. Happy birthday to Deanne. Katie Zeidler used to work in Baylor Athletics, married to Todd Zeidler. They're up at Gonzaga now, but today's Katie's birthday. Sarah Brophy Blevins works for IMG up in Winston-Salem today. Sarah's birthday today as well. Anybody to add?
We have a family friend, Dustin Diaz. Today's his birthday, so Happy birthday, Dustin.
Dustin, happy birthday to you. Tomorrow's Coach Drew's birthday. Scott Drew's going to spend his birthday at the Big 12 Basketball Media Day.
That's probably perfect for him, you know?
Yeah.
You know, take it in, talk some hoops. And
right in his wheelhouse, yeah, for sure. So a reminder again, the Big 12 Women's Basketball Media Days are today in Kansas City. Coverage on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, 12:30 to 2:30 today. And you can follow it there from Kansas City. Tomorrow is the Big 12 Men's Basketball Media Day. And coverage again on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus tomorrow. Coach Kim Mulkey and I think three players are up there in Kansas City with her. Coach Drew and several players will be up there in Kansas City coming up tomorrow. All right, appreciate Paul Jobson being on with us. Thanks to Bambi Eskew from Alan Samuels House of Travel for coming by and visiting with us as well. Appreciate you tuning in today. Right now, stay tuned. Matt Mosley Show is coming up next. World Series Game 1 coming up tonight. Astros and Nationals. Talk about it tomorrow. Talk to you at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.